It's the E-commerce Master Plan Podcast, here to help you grow your e-commerce business faster and more efficiently by cutting through the hype to bring you inspiration and guidance from the e-commerce sector and beyond. Here's your host, Chloe Thomas.
Hello, Master Plan World. Welcome to our latest podcast. As always, it's an absolute pleasure to have you out there listening. I'm Chloe Thomas, creator of the E-commerce Master Plan, author, speaker, and consultant. And as you probably already know by now, I focus on e-commerce business strategy and marketing. If you've got thoughts about that or any of our podcasts or questions about e-commerce, then go and join in the conversation in our Facebook group, which you'll find via ecommercemasterplan.com/Facebook. Or just go and search for E-commerce Master Plan World on Facebook and you'll find us. It'd be great to have you in the gang. It's enough about that though. Let's get on with today's interview. So I'm going to introduce you to today's special guest. Helia Mohammadian is the CEO and founder of Slick Chicks. Now, Slick Chicks sell a revolutionary range of ladies' underwear. It's all about making pants much easier to use. Now, they launched in summer 2016, so still a very young business, and they're growing steadily. Hi, Helia.
Hi, Chloe. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here. I've just given our listeners like the shortest, quickest overview of you and your business, probably known to man. So how did you get started off in e-commerce?
Sure. I had this idea for what is now revolutionary. I didn't know at the time it would impact people, but I had an idea for women's underwear that could really help women, across the board, and tested the product out before I even launched on e-com, and just found that it was something that, you know, people would actually buy, and it was a necessity. That was just a couple of years ago, but to go back to your question, I knew that I wanted to be online. I knew that really brick and mortar wasn't the way to go. I wanted to engage with my customers and tell a story online. And if I couldn't physically do that, I wanted there to be another platform, another way to get my message across. So e-com just made sense to me. And the platform that I use, Shopify, was really, I say dummy proof, because for me, I needed something that was dummy proof that I could just go on and really fix things without being a master coder or a web developer. So for someone also who is very scrappy, like we were in the beginning, it really helped me to kind of make my product, my dreams, my passion a reality, and use a platform that was pretty well known and, you know, user friendly. So, yeah, that's, I guess, like, the long story short. Sorry if that was
no, that's cool. But I want to, lots of people were going, right, okay, so these pants are revolutionary. Why are these pants revolutionary? Because I'm listening, having seen the product, knowing a bit about the story, and thinking, yeah, of course, these, you know, the second you knew these products were, these pants were going to make a difference to people, the only option was really to go online to reach the people who they were going to help. So do you want to just let the listeners know,
yeah,
what makes this underwear so great?
When I first launched Slick Chicks, before it was even Slick Chicks, I was looking for an on-the-go underwear. Living in New York City, you have multiple meetings. I was finding myself using restrooms as changing rooms, and, you know, just restrooms, you know, that were public, and just doing it a million times and just running all over the city. And I wanted something that was on the go, quick and easy, if I wanted just to change. I mean, I think all women know, sorry, men, but women have underwear mishaps. It happens. That's reality. And I come from a design background. So I said, let me make this underwear that I have in my mind. The first few prototypes didn't come out the way I wanted, but it was basically an underwear that came off on either side of your waistband, just so women had that quick and easy way to change, you know.
So it's kind of like you can change your pants without having to take off your shoes or your trousers. It's just really quick.
Exactly. You never lift a foot, which, like, it sounds like pretty easy enough. And when I tell people, they're like, huh, like, why didn't I think of something like that? Like, it's a very simple concept, but no one has done it, just because, you know, you underwear have been really, I mean, the design of underwear have been the same for years. I mean, there are companies coming out there that are adding a lot of innovation, and it's exciting. And I think the space now is really exciting. But yeah, so going back to that, I really envision this to be a, you know, an underwear for women on the go. But, you know, getting back into it and really just doing the testing, it wasn't until I started getting messages from women who were thanking me for making their life easier that I realized women actually need this underwear. Women who specifically maybe where changing is a challenge for them. If they have a, you know, physical disability, or they've just come out of, you know, recovering from a surgery, you know, to give you an example, my sister at the time, she was one of my, my guinea pigs to test the product. She had just come out of having a cesarean section after giving birth, and her recovery time was 6 to 8 weeks, being bedbound and really depending on her husband a lot. So she said the underwear really kind of gave her a little bit of her dignity back and her independence, feeling that she, you know, change. And, you know, I think this is something that people take for granted every day. You know, able-bodied people don't realize, you know, there are 1 in 5 people in the world globally have a disability. I know in America, that's around maybe 53 million women. And, you know, brands are starting to make those changes, but not enough brands are catering to that. So I knew that that was something that I wanted to tackle. And I knew that there was, you know, it was a unique product and a very specific market. But that was, that kind of changed everything for me, knowing that this was helping women. It made me more passionate about the product and what I was doing. And that's also why I thought, you know, launching on e-com would be the best way to go, because this is where I'm going to attract my customers. They're shopping online. And this is how I'm going to make a connection with them. So I have to grab their attention. I have to, you know, have the content, the story. And the story is, you know, I'm very honest with people. You know, a lot of people ask me, you're able-bodied. What, you know, what difference does it make to you? And it does. It makes a huge difference to me. Because we're all affected, you know, we're all affected by something or someone. And it was very.
And there's not one of us who hasn't been trying to get changed in a toilet whilst trying not to put our feet on the ground and going, oh my God, yeah, I've got socks and I've got jeans. I don't want anything to touch the floor. Right. This is, you know.
And it's funny. And yeah. I get emails from women saying, oh my God, I used these when I was in the airport. It was like a lifesaver. And I even had a few women that were part of like a hiking group that said that they use them when they go hiking, which is interesting because I find different use cases that I didn't even think, you know, I didn't even really think of whenever I was creating the product or even, you know, as we've developed it. So it's exciting to see what, you know, what women are really using the product for, which is really important too. And marketing.
And it's definitely one of those products which I think fits into that category of businesses that wouldn't have worked before the internet. Right. Because, you know, you need that ability to reach a global audience. You know, you couldn't have created this product and launch a shop. Even in New York, you couldn't have launched a shop selling this, you know, physical bricks and mortar store and driven enough sales to make it worthwhile. It just, the volume of customer base just isn't in that geographical location. Exactly. So you need that geographical, not being tied to a geographical region that you get when you go online. Yeah. Plus, of course, when you're putting it out there online, people find you and you discover all these new use cases. But I think people have got their heads around the product now and got their heads around your customer base and why online was going to be such a clear place to go. You're in New York. Do you sell globally?
I do. We really wanted to make sure we sold internationally because, you know, as I mentioned before, you know, 15% of the global population has a disability. Speaking to women from around the world and listening to their stories, it will better my business. And a lot of these women, you know, in exchange for their feedback. I send them new products that I'm testing, which I'm currently doing now. And it's really exciting. Women that are in New Zealand, Dubai, it's really exciting. It's great. So yeah, definitely reaching as many people as we can.
Cool. And then on the website, you said you're on Shopify. Are there any kind of key widgets or plugins that are just essential to how you're running the business?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot. I use a lot of different apps, and I think that's what actually is the best part of Shopify, is that there are so many free apps and really inexpensive ones. So there's really no reason why you can't, you know, enable, for example, we just started doing like a live chat with Facebook. We enabled that on the site. That was free. MailChimp is what we use really just to obtain, you know, email addresses and do our email marketing. And it's very, very easy to use. And also Sumo, which is really easy. It helps you collect those email addresses. And I know for a lot of businesses starting out, it's important to get subscribers and keep them and engage them. So we do send out weekly or biweekly newsletters. And we use MailChimp for that. And also, we do use a Facebook Shop, which is, you know, a way for our products to be sold directly on our Facebook page. So customers can just really quickly check out.
Now, Helia, you're one of only the first two, I think, podcast guests to mention the Facebook Shop on the podcast. Now, the other guys, they were finding it was quite useful for people browsing, but they weren't actually getting sales via it. Are you managing to get sales via the Facebook Shop itself?
I have. And I think it's because I do a lot of ads via Facebook too. And Shopify really, it just, they give you so many different ways to increase your sales and really across so many different sales channels. And I think social media is one of the biggest ones for me. I you know, I didn't mention this, but I get a lot of sales from Instagram. And it's because I do, you know, you can do targeted ads that are really effective and they're not going to make, you know, break your bank. You just have to do a lot of user testing. And I think that you can't just go on there. And I mean, you can't just pick some random demographic. It has to pertain to you. And sometimes you have to get very detailed. Going back to Facebook, that's just another outlet for us. And I do A/B testing with Facebook. So, yeah.
So Helia, you clearly have an awful lot going on in the business. What does your team look like? Is it just you? Have you outsourced a lot of things? Have you got some in-house team? Who's doing what?
So I have a handful of people that work with me. It's a really small team. I work with a web developer and an intern full time, and everything else is outsourced. But it's outsourced locally. You know, I have freelancers in New York City I work with, but everyone who works with me is just as passionate about the product, which is also very important. And they're, whether they're a freelancer or they're a team member, they contribute more than the bare minimum, even if they're working on another project, which is also important. If you can't afford to bring somebody on full time, I think as long as you identify what your weakness is, and if you find someone who you can delegate and who's strong in something, then that's where you should focus on maybe hiring somebody that can freelance for you.
So your decision to have some freelance and some in-house, has that been based on how important the skill is to the business, how the funds were at the time? Is it just the freelancers are things which you only need like once a week or once a month? What was your decision for deciding what you do in-house and what you do externally?
I mean, because we're still a very, very early stage startup, a lot of it had to do with financing. We couldn't bring on, you know, a full-time if I could bring on everyone that works for me part-time, I would. They're all great and they all contribute to really making the business grow. But at this point, yeah, I mean, those are really, what you just said are really two big factors. The biggest being, what can we afford as a small company to bring on?
Okay, so I've got a very quick question on Instagram, and then I've got a bigger question for you. So the quick question is, you mentioned earlier that you've been having quite a bit of success on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Is that doing Instagram ads, or is that doing your own Instagram account, or is that paying Instagram influencers to talk about you?
Right. That's a great question. The biggest thing is just engaging. And yes, I've done a few Instagram ads, but I try to post whether I'm doing it or someone else is doing it. I try to engage on social media every day. But yeah, influencers are definitely the way to go too.
So you've used influencers too?
Yeah, absolutely. And whether it was, you know, on purpose or organically, you know, I've had customers that would send me pictures and really excited, and I'll ask them if they feel comfortable with me reposting it. And they get excited and they're absolutely want to, you know, participate. That's why I actually launched an Ambassador of the Month, which is currently on our website, because I was getting a lot of submissions and people sending me pictures. And, you know, I thought, this would be great. Why don't we feature a woman who maybe she's doing something that's inspiring and empowering others? I mean, that is our mission for the company. So that kind of is what led me to create that. So we'll feature people on the website who have used the product, loved it, and then they'll just tell a story. So I think that's really important also to kind of change up the content on your website.
Okay. So, so Helia, what do you think right now is the most awesome thing about Slick Chicks?
I think the most awesome thing for me is not knowing what I know now, like not realizing that this product would be as impactful or actually change someone's life. That's what's really awesome for me, creating something that I wholeheartedly believe in, and just feeling, you know, getting that fulfillment from helping others makes this crazy journey of starting a business really well worth it for me. So I think creating a product that improves the quality of someone's life has been the most awesome thing about my business.
Cool. So I'm going to ask you one more question before we get into the top tips round, which is, you mentioned there about finding that passion and turning it into a business, and you're about, as we talk, you're coming up on a full year of being in business. What would be your top piece of advice to anyone looking to grow from that standing start? What's the key thing you've done that's led you to the success you've achieved so far?
The key thing, I think there's a lot of things, but I think it's important just before starting your company, is what you're doing, do you see yourself doing this long term? And do you see it helping people? Do you see it as a need? And are you passionate about it? I think a lot of times I never thought that I would come up, this would be what I, you know, the path that I was going down, but it really was like an aha moment for me. So just, I think before anyone jumps into starting a business, I think they really, really need to research that and also make sure that this is something that they can do long term and be really passionate about it. If someone already started a business, I think what they should do is really find out ways to engage their customers and tell a story. You know, I feel like that's what e-com is about now and what brands are doing. That's how they're engaging their customers. They are telling stories. Really just tell your story, tell your brand story, and really maybe have an emotional connection with people. I think for me is just really engaging that customer, that woman who didn't know that there was a brand out there that was catering to her. And, you know, it's word of mouth. A lot of my business also was word of mouth. Like, wow, oh my gosh, I didn't know you guys existed. This is incredible. And then they would tell somebody else. And then that, you know, that slowly had like a ripple effect. Because a lot of people invest in the story and the brand and the mission behind it before they even, I mean, you could have, I'm not saying you need to have a crap product, you need to have a good product, but I think a lot of times people will invest in what the story is, the company culture, and what is behind that product too. So that's really important.
Okay, well, I think it's now time for the top tips round. Now, you all know I love this section because it gives me and our listeners some really quick ideas for taking our businesses to the next level. So first up, the book top tip. If everyone listening to this podcast agreed to take Friday off and read a book to make their business better, which book would you recommend?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, I definitely read business books, but I'll be honest, in my day to day, I just started reading more books on meditation. And the one book that I'm reading now is called The Power of Now. And it's, you know, I'm not a very Zen person, but it's a book that really makes you dig deep into yourself and what makes you happy and what you're doing. And, you know, it's not like you have to be someone who meditates, but I think if you want to do a little bit of soul searching, this is the greatest book. I think I've read it. Actually, my mom gave me the book and she said, you need mm-hmm. to read this book. And I've probably read it like a handful of times. It's an easy read, but it's a feel good book. And really, I think it does pertain to business because it makes you do a little bit of digging deep and soul searching. So that would be on my list of books to read.
Okay, the traffic top tip then. Which marketing method do you either prize above all others or think doesn't get the press it deserves?
Well, I think the top traffic tip would be to really engage on Facebook. I know a lot of, you know, millennials are on Instagram now, but it's still one of the biggest social media platforms. And they're making targeted ads really, really user-friendly. And Facebook, I think, you know, Facebook and Instagram, as we mentioned before, is a great way to grow your online fan base. And probably the biggest traffic for us has come from Instagram and Facebook. I want to say at least, I would say 60 to 70% of traffic has come from.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, then the tool top tip, maybe a collaboration tool, a social media plugin, a phone app, or just a way of working. Is there a cool little tool you use that makes you and your team more efficient from day to day?
Sure. I think what we've been using for, you know, the last year is Slack. Slack is really just a really good way to kind of organize your team and our conversations. Everything, you know, it's simplified and organized. And, you know, if you're just, you know, discussing a project or a topic, really anything, it's just a transparent view of like what is going on, for team members. So yeah, I would recommend Slack if you want to get organized with your team.
Excellent. And then the startup top tip, if you met someone this weekend who's thinking of starting an e-commerce business, what would be your first piece of advice for them?
I would say, and again, I feel like I've repeated this so much, so I apologize, but really engage in social media. It's the heartbeat of my business, and the heartbeat of most businesses. It gives, you know, your customers a real like glance at what you're doing. And if you give customers like a real glimpse into what you're doing, then I think they feel a part of it.
Okay, awesome. Well, Masterplan World, you can find those top tips and links to everything else we've been chatting about in today's episode by heading over to ecommercemasterplan.com/podcast, where you'll see a link to this show. Now, Helia, before we say goodbye, would you please let the listeners know where they can find you and your business on the web and social media?
Absolutely. So you can find us at www.slickchicksonline.com. We're also on Instagram at slickchicksonline, Twitter at slickchicksnyc, and Facebook at slickchicksonline. And also, I just wanted to let you know for the users of your podcast, if they go on our website, slickchicksonline.com, they'll get 20% off their first order by using our discount code HAPPYCHICK, and that's CHICK. So just wanted to throw that out there for you guys.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you very much. We'll make sure that that's added to the show notes page along with everything else we've talked about today. Now, Masterplan World, as you well know, you can find those at ecommercemasterplan.com/podcast, or just go to the website, click on the podcast tab, or use the search box. Helia, thank you so much for being on the E-commerce Masterplan podcast today and for sharing so much of your experience with us. We wish you all the best for the future, and it's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you. My pleasure too.
Really interesting to talk to someone who's quite so focused in on her product and her customer, even though that customer has kind of slowly revealed itself to her as she's been building the business. And what a, you know, it just goes to show that there are some product ideas that many of us will go, really, is that going to work? But they really do come to fruition and work incredibly well. So really good to hear from Helia there about the different ways she's gone about growing the business and the importance of social media and getting the word out about a different and new product. Please let me know and the rest of Masterplan World know what you think about this podcast and all our others by joining in the discussion in the Facebook group, the E-commerce Masterplan World Facebook group, which you can find via ecommercemasterplan.com/Facebook. And that's it from me for today. So have a great week and keep optimizing.
Thank you for listening to the E-commerce Masterplan podcast. Find out more at ecommercemasterplan.com.